And welcome to Place-Based Methodologies at UTS podcast series. I am Ilaria Vania Carigi, and today I'm here with Jonathan Jones. Jonathan is a Wiradjuri Ankam Ilaroi man, an artist, a researcher, and he is about to finish his PhD in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences here at UTS. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hi, Ilaria. I'd obviously first like to start by acknowledging that we're on Gadigal country of the Eora Nation and acknowledge those traditional landowners and thank them for the letting us sort of occupy their country and work on their land.
Thank you, Jonathan. I would like to follow on this and ask you about place. What is your understanding of place and your research and the importance of place?
I think the sort of key factors that really inform the way I understand place is obviously coming from an Indigenous perspective, so drawing on my Wiradjuri and Kamilaroi heritage. But because of colonisation, I've been displaced. My family was displaced, like many other Aboriginal people. So I've grown up mainly in Sydney, and as such, I guess I'm a visitor here. My country's on the other side of the mountains. And so being an Indigenous person, but also being a visitor, has kind of been the sort of lens that has kind of sculpted the way I understand the place and how I occupy place. And so being a visitor, I'm constantly trying to work out how to be act appropriately on someone else's country, work on someone else's country, and I guess return something to that country and those people of where I'm living.
Thank you. So I know from your research that to do this, you have developed a set of specific methodologies, or rather you have developed them with Wiradjuri elders, and I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about them.
Yes, so I've been lucky enough to work with a number of Wiradjuri elders over the years, but one key person who I've been working with really closely is Uncle Stan Grant Senior, who is an elder from our community, but also a senior sort of language and knowledge holder. And we've been looking at this idea of respect as a defining way of understanding and defining a sort of Indigenous methodology. So in Wiradjuri, our word for respect is Yinjimara, but that word is, I guess that notion of respect is a much wider net. Yinjimara also talks about respect that you give to people. Yinjimara talks about the respect that you give to country, to place, and how you work in the world. And the notion of, I guess, Yinjimara is not just a simple you giving respect. It's also about that cycle of respect and the reciprocity involved. So when you start working with respect, obviously, you'll start getting respect back, and that generates knowledge and ideas and relationships. And it's kind of from that idea of Yinjimara that a lot of our research has been building.
Thank you. So would you define the key to your methodologies as Yinjimara?
That's the sort of overriding principle to methodologies. So and that sort of manifests itself in a number of different ways, but at the very heart of it always is respect and sitting down. A lot of Wiradjuri elders tell you that Yinjimara is translates into going slow, and this idea of going slow and taking your time and being respectful. And that notion of going slow can be sitting down and listening to people, taking your time with them. It can be sitting down, in country, and just sitting down and respecting what's happening around you and just developing a deeper understanding for what's going on around you. So it's a very big net, but it sort of really does come down to how you work in space and how you move through it and how you relate to it.
So Who would you say can use these methodologies?
Yeah, look, Yinjimara is definitely an idea that is generated within a Wiradjuri system. Yinjimara is one of those key words that all elders will constantly talk to you about when you're doing work. But that notion of respect is universal. You know, everyone, could work with this notion of Yinjimara, sitting down and going slow, working appropriately, taking your time, being thorough. These ideas of really kind of drilling down into how to work is something that I think is applicable to everyone.
And could you give us an example of your field work?
Yeah, so I'm currently lucky enough to be working on a project with the State Library of New South Wales, and the project was looking at Sydney, and they've got enormous resources relating to Sydney, of course, and so they asked me to come on board officially as a curator, which is an interesting title for an Aboriginal person. Because when I started looking at how to appropriately tell the story of Sydney, it's not my story to tell. So I can't really curate that story. So what we ended up doing was inviting four senior elders from Sydney, from different parts of Sydney, to tell their stories. And those elders have gone into the collection, they've pulled out things that interest them, they've pulled out stories, they've contributed stories, they've sat down with that institution and developed, a relationship of Yinjimara, of respect, of sitting down and exchanging ideas and stories. And those four elders now will tell their story of Sydney. And that was a way for me to appropriately be a responsible citizen in their country, and to activate their knowledge, to put them forward, to support those elders, and try and tell I guess, a more appropriate version of Sydney's history.
And what kind of technologies were used during this work?
We were lucky enough to, I guess one of the key things that people are always interested in is hearing from elders. So elders telling their stories directly. So we were very lucky to design the whole project around their interviews. So we sat down with a camera crew and worked out how to record some of their stories. Most of their stories are happening in their living rooms or where they're comfortable, sitting down in their favorite chair, and just telling their stories and telling their yarns.
And what can you understand about Sydney as a place from these stories?
I guess for me, what I walked away with listening to these four different elders telling their different stories is that it's a very complex story. Sydney's Aboriginal story isn't one single narrative, that it's multi-layered. People were doing different things at different times. Each family was resisting in their own way and surviving in their own way. And none of them's wrong or right, but some people living on communities, some people living out in the suburbs by themselves, but all of them working really hard to maintain their culture.
And if our students, UTS students, wanted to, look at these methodologies in their work, what is your advice?
My advice is that of how to, I guess, taking that idea of respect and slowing down and Yinjimara, and maybe thinking about the fact that every part of Australia is part of an Aboriginal story. Aboriginal ideas, knowledge are sitting in every fabric of every part of Australia. So whatever element of research you're doing, there's an Aboriginal narrative within that that can be drawn out. And so it's up to you to respect that and go out there and find that and integrate that into your story in a really appropriate way and by working with community.
And are there any texts that we could read?
Yeah, so there's a few texts that are starting to emerge. A lot of Indigenous methodologies are really centered around these ideas of respect and working appropriately with community. So I would suggest that people can look at a lot of the major texts coming out from overseas, so from New Zealand, Canada, some First Nations writers and researchers. And there's a growing awareness in Australia to start looking at those stories. One sort of key text, a really early text in Australia's sort of research history, is Marcia Langton's. Well, I heard it on the radio and I saw it on the TV, and that's a sort of seminal text that I think everyone should probably really have a look at, because it really does start to provide a firm foundation for Australia to understand some of these ideas around respect and relationships.
Is there anything else you would like to add to finish?
I think there's the one thing to remember in this notion of respect and Yindjimarra is that Aboriginal knowledge systems go well beyond just respecting individual people. It's about respecting plants, it's about respecting animals, it's about respecting our resources. And so if you spend time respecting those things, they'll give knowledge back to you. And in that way, where you learn stories and how you learn knowledge isn't just through books or people. People don't just generate knowledge. Knowledge is generated from the world around us as well.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to finish with this image.
Thank you.